Let's start the next piece of Gemara. We talked to Gemara. We went through cases of Kiddushin, Midin Arev, Kiddushin, Midin Kanani, Kiddushin, Midin Shnehem. All unusual cases that work for various reasons get given in the Gemara. And then we have a Shaila. Those cases, Rabbi said, the Vados work. Now we have a Shaila that Rabbi posed. Boy, Rabbi. Helech mana bakadesh anilach. Now here you have the woman giving money to a man and saying to him that with this money that I'm giving you, I should become a kudeshes to you. The last case we had was she said to somebody, give money to somebody else, I'll be mekudeshes to that person. So it's the person that she talked to that gives the kesef. So it's true that the one receiving the kesef is mekadesher, that's midin shneyem. Here it's different. She's giving the money to the person that she wants to become his kadeshes to. She wants the person receiving the kesef to become the baal via something, some kind of a notion that should create kedushin. Rav is not sure whether such a thing can work. Now we have to know what Rav's shaila is, so then we're just going to analyze. Amar mazutra mishmei de Rav Papa mekudeshes. So Rav Papa says it's not a shaila at all. Mekudeshes, it works. Amar le Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi questions this. He asks Mazutra. Rav Ashi Mazutra. Rav Ashi is quoting Rav Papa that Nikudesha says Rav Ashi to Mazutra and Cain, if this is correct, Havalei Nechasim sheyeshuhem achrayis niknin im Nechasim sheenla machrayis. What this seems to be suggesting is that you can have the idea of Nechasim sheyeshuhem achrayis. That means another way of saying karka. Karka is considered Nechasim sheyeshuhem achrayis. It means that karka is considered secure. If you sell karka, right, you can get it back. You set it tonight. There's a lien on it, or you can collect from karka from somebody if he doesn't pay. That's always the expression. There's a certain sense of security that's associated with karka, and that's the term used for karka. And you're going to have to say then that you can acquire karka together with metaltalin, which are referred to as nechasim she'en lehem machrayis. In other words, that what would that mean over here? That the woman is going to become acquired by this man, and she's considered like karka. Rashi is going to say that adam hukesh lekarka, not just avadim, but also b'nei chorin. Right? The halacha is that avadim hukesh lekarka for many halachas. And that's based on the pasuk. This nachaltem osam of nechem acharechem l'reshes achuza talks about that you can transfer an eved kanani from, you know, to the next generation because it's considered like your mammon, and it compares it to a karka l'reshes achuza. But Rashi apparently holds a big machlokas. Rashi tells us here and elsewhere that even a ben chorin is hukash l'karka. So what would this mean? That since you're acquiring the kesef, this person. So agav that, he's also acquiring the isha. Very, very strange type of idea. But the kasha the Gemara poses is not that where you find that isha could be nicknamed for karka. The Gemara poses the following question, that's not the way it works by agav. Ba'anan ipchatnan. We have a Mishnah that indicates the opposite. Because the Mishnah tells us, this is of course in Kedushin, we have the Mishnah telling us, that means that you can acquire nechasim she'en lemachrayis, namely metaltalin, together with karka. Namely, if you do the kinyan of kesef shtar chazaka, that's how you acquire karka. So you don't need to do a special maaser kinyan on the metaltalin. That's what kinyan agav is all about. That you can acquire the metaltalin agav the karka. You do the maaser kinyan of whatever the kinyan is supposed to be on karka, kesef shtar chazaka, and with that, you can acquire the metaltalin. So we see the opposite. Let's understand the kash of the Gemara. Bacha, we don't know what it means that the woman is going to be nicknamed by agav, kedushin. You need kicha, right? What does it mean? But separate from that, what is the kasha? That we find the opposite. We find, the Mishnah says, that you can acquire metaltalin with karka. Yeah, but where does that say the opposite? Where does it say you can't acquire karka agav metaltalin? The Mishnah just says you can acquire metaltalin agav karka. Fine. The Gemara says ipchatna. The Mishnah says that you cannot acquire karka agav metaltalin. The Mishnah doesn't say it. The Mishnah says you can acquire metaltalin agav karka. So, okay, fine. But maybe you can also acquire... No, should have asked this question when you went to Gemara. Maybe you can also acquire metaltelin, karkak metaltelin. What's the pshat? Ipchatina. Yes, maybe it just means, because the Mishnah doesn't say it, that's as if the Mishnah would have said the opposite. Silence also communicates, right? The Mishnah only says karkak agav in one way, so it's ki'ilu, the Mishnah would have stated, this is the way agav works. No, maybe. Maybe we can say uber, more gishmak. What does the Gemara mean? This gets us a little bit to think about what agav is. We're not learning the sugi of agav, but the basic premise of agav. This is a svar that Rishoni mentioned else in various places. What's the yisod of agav? That a person, that the tafel is nigvar after the ikar. In other words, the idea is that a person is acquiring what is considered ikar. They don't need to make a special ma'aser kinyan on something that's considered by its very nature sort of like an appendage to it, a tafel. Even the lashon of the Mishnah, it basically supports the idea that what is agav therefore mean? Metaltelin and karka, what's the ikar, what's the tafel? So if that agav means that that's what agav means. You kone the tafel, agav the ikar. So that means, and in a sense over here, you kone metaltelin, which is mechasem she'en lemachrayus, which means there isn't a sense of security, which is, means it's a tafel. Agav, mechasem she'esh lemachrayus, which means that karka, that what is considered to be the thing that's more chashuv, karka. And the taltelin, so that's goof that the Gemara means to ask. Ipchatna. In other words, the Mishnah clearly indicates that in terms of the hierarchy, what's considered to be the dava that's ikar, karka. That's where it's referred to by the term, nechasim sheish emachrayis. And you're the kona, the dava, she'eloch, eba emachrayis, meaning it's not something you feel secure about. Eba emachrayis doesn't give you a sense of security. Agav, the thing that gives you a sense of security. So that means that you can't turn around and say, well, you can be kona, karka, agav, etaltli. No, it's one or the other. Agav has to mean that one thing is the ikka, one is the tafel. If you're going to say that you can be kona karka betalton, you're going to have to somehow understand the talton is being ikka, but anan ipchatna. We see in the Mishnah the opposite, that what's considered ikka is considered a karka. That's, I think, what the Gemara will mean. Stam, I say derech agav is a pun here, the inyan of kinyan agav, is it a dindo raisa? Where do we learn our kinyan agav from? The pasuk in the Gemara Bava Kama quotes the pasuk in Kama Yudeis, Pasuk in Divrei Hayomim of all places. Vayitan lehem aviyam matonos labos ukesev lezav mudanos im ari mitzudos shi Yehuda. So there are those who hold, Tosfos over there says that agav is only a drabanan, a king drabanan. The pasuk is an asmachta. Tosfos, I think earlier, is mash, but not that way. We have Tosfos and Daf Hey. Tosfos and Daf Hey. Right, Tosfos says he could use a pircha. Tosfos dimasa shekein podinbo mentions the ego mifrach malakarka shekein koni metaltin agabon tomer b'shtar. In the middle of that Tosfos, it would seem from Tosfos that agav is what is a dindo rice. We can be eger. Tells us to look at Tosfos yudbeis. What we can be eger means is that Tosfos yudbeis seems to say agav is only metal, is only drabon. You can't use it as a pircha on a limud. So, okay, two Tosfos said about this question, whether agav is a dindo raisa or a kinyan drabana. If you assume that agav is kinyan drabana, so whatever the Gemara is quoting from the Mishnah later is obviously it's a kinyan drabana. And whatever the Gemara is thinking, that somehow you can allow a woman to be nikne agav, the metaltelin, agav the money. So we don't know what that means. Rishonim already jump on this. What does it mean? Where does it say that you can have such a thing? But maybe that we have some makar that you can be kona isha agav metaltelin. Can be kona isha agav metaltelin. But the Gemara is asking kasha from a kinyan agav the rabbanan ipchatnan. Here, so what's a kasha? That's a din rabbanan. But the way we're saying kasha is still a kasha because tell me it's a rabbanan. But what is the nature of this kinyan rabbanan? What does it indicate about the hierarchy of Taltlin and Karka? For there to be such a kinyan d'rabbanan, it means that you're assuming that Karka is Iker, Taltlin is a Tav. So then, whatever you're going to think about, whatever marker you might want to look to, that maybe Isha can be nicknamed by Agav, that cannot be. Because to say that, you're going to have to assume that the Karka is a Tav to Taltlin. And that's not true, because you see the Mishnah says otherwise. I the Mishnah for Din Rabbanan, I understand. But meanwhile, the Din Rabbanan, let it be Rabbanan. But you see, conceptually, that the Metaltel is Iker and is Ktafel to the Karka. So you can't tell me at the same time that you find some source that allows Karka to be Tafel to Metaltel. It's one or the other. It's just an added twist here. Ipchatnan. It's Ipchatnan because the Mishnah communicates that the perspective is the opposite of what you're saying. That's what we said before. And I'm just showing you that even if you argue that Agav is a Kinyan Rabbanan, it doesn't change the same type of Kasha. Because the Kasha is still indicating that the Svar is the opposite from what you're saying. So this is a Havmina that we really don't understand well, but the Gemara knocks it down. And so the Gemara goes on. So what is exactly the point of Rapapa saying that Mikudeshes when she gives him Kesef? Amale. So this is now my Zutra responding to this question of Ravashi. Amalei, mi savris, do you think the Amalei Agav? You think that I'm talking about a case when the woman gives him kesef and says that you should be kona mi Agav the kesef? What does Gemara mean? Because by Agav, this is the Gemara later, Chavzayin, and so give Agav, that Gemara discusses when a person is makna ba Agav, does the person have to say the words Agav ukni, right? Does the person who's makne, let's say metaltun agav karka, let's say he doesn't say anything, he makes a kinyan on the purchaser makes a kinyan on the karka, and there's metaltun there as well. Let's say it's on the karka, it's a burin. So the shayla in the Gemara is: do you have to say for the kinyan of the karka to work on the metaltun that he can acquire the metaltun? Does he have to say agav or not? Mi be'inyan agav olo. That's the suffix of the Gemara. Rashi says, Agav Sheyomalo, Kni Karka Ukni Metaltin Agaba. That he has to say, acquire the Karka and the Metaltin alongside it. The Gemara is Poshe, yes, Vilchasa, Agav Ukni Beina. Sibur anywhere says, Yoni. It doesn't have to be on the Karka, it could be elsewhere. But what you do need is that he says, Agav Ukni. So, since the halacha is that you have to say it, so that would mean over here, if we're discussing that the woman is miskadesh, is midin agav, whatever that means, that would require her to say that I want you to be konen me agav the kesef.
Why do you have to verbalize it, king agav?
That's what you see in the Gemara's maskana. Somehow that's a requirement for able to link the two together to create. There's different ways to formulate how agav works, but to create that link. That they consider one entity, or to consider that the kinyan on the karka can go to the metaltelin or whatever it is, in order that they can be acquired together, even though you only did a maisa kinyan on one, there has to be some verbalization that allows the framing of the two together.
So you also have to verbalize the kinyan kazaka?
The kazaka is not on the. No. The halacha is, you have to say lechazek ukni, it's a separate point. But whatever he says about the karka, whatever he has to do. He gives a kai, he gives a shtar, he tells him bechazek ukni, b'seder. But in order that the metaltlin should be acquired agav the karka, that's what the Gemara's maskana chuzayin is, that he has to say agav, b'konen metaltlin agav the karka. So this is what Mazutra is responding. He says, you think I'm talking about a case that the woman who's giving the kesef to the man is saying, Agav, because that's what would be required. For Agav to work, you have to, like the Gemara's Maskana, you have to say Agav Ukni. But no, don't bring in Agav here. That's not what I'm discussing. It's nothing to do with Agav. She doesn't have to say Agav Ukni. Mi Sabbath, the Amrali Agav. No. It's a whole different Maisa here. He's going to go on to say, Ha Chabadim Chashav Askinan, a whole different idea.
Would Marzitra and Rashi agree that you can be Kona the Kesef Agav the girl? Like, the only kasha is that we only know Kinyan Agav works the other way. So the Maisa said, if a person wanted to do
the other way. Yeah, but Agav is, so again, to the extent that Adam is Ukashu Karka, now you're going to get to that question.
Not
saying, but Tosis, you see Tosis, and everyone's going to say it's only an Eved that's Ukashu Karka, and even by Eved, it's more as a subject whether you'll be Kona Metaltan Agav and Eved. In other words, that's what's going to come up in Tosis. Avadim Ukashu Karka for many halachas, but Benogea Kinyan Agav, it could be, it's still different. Because the difference is that by Agav, we're talking about Karka that's in one place, that's stationary. Ori Mitzuros de Yehuda. Ori Mitzuros are not going anywhere. Avadim are hukas with Karka, but Avadim walk. So as much as you're going to say about the karka, and anyway, here it doesn't, you know, so the extent that Eved is karka, it still could be that you can't be kona metalten agav Eved. So you anyway have to deal with all those issues. So you're not going to have any practical...
why did he ask the kash the gemara? Like, oh, the only
so that's what the Rishonim, the gemara comes after the kash. That's what the Rishonim say. We'll get to the Tosa soon. The Rishonim will point out. The gemara had many kashas could have asked. The whole gemara is very difficult. The gemara asked the kash, so we find ibchatanan. Is that all that there is to ask? Yeah. I mean, where would you get a makar? What would be a makar that you could have a kedushin take place, agav? And we learn that from Stay Ephraim, so what? That means when everything from Stay Ephraim. Is that the idea? Is there something else to say? What would be the idea? Many kashas in this Gemara, this point along the way. But Maisa, the Gemara only focuses on terms of agav. It can't work as agav because it goes the other way around. And then what does he say? You're right. I'm not talking about that she said agav. That's what she'd have to say if it was agav. Rather, it's a definition. Definition completely. Acha. Ba'adam chashav askinan. We're talking about somebody who is very distinguished. We're not stop talking about a regular guy. We're talking about a guy who's distinguished. And as the Ran adds, we'll succeed inside, he doesn't typically receive gifts. It's not his lefikvodo to accept gifts. And here, he's going to accept a gift from her, which is something which is a big deal. It's worth something for her that she would have the pleasure of knowing that this person of Chashivas accepted a gift from her. It's not something he typically does. With that benefit, become a kabo matana mina. We'll see. Rashi says he would spend money on this. That he's taking a gift from her, which is a big deal. So she has the das to become his wife. So that's the reason why our prophet says mekudeshes. He's talking about an adam chashuv, not about agav. Nothing to do with agav. It's the idea of kabbalas adam chashuv that has a din of a hana. So with his Kabbalah, he's giving her a nut, and with that, she's miskadeshes. And this is our papa's halacha, avadei mikudeshes. But let's go back a second. How did we begin the Gemara? By Rav. Right? So Rav wasn't sure. Now Rav's safik achari has to be played out according to what the Gemara sets up the case. Whatever our papa's mikudeshes, that was Rav's safik. So obviously we have to ask ourselves a simple question. What is Rav's safik? In other words, if this is clearly what's going on, you have Hana, she has Hana. He's Makabal, a gift, it's a big deal. That doesn't seem to be a dispute. That seems to be clearly the din, the reality that it's Hana. And we know Hana is Shavah Kesef. We've seen that already. So what was Rav asking? That's a good, these are all questions I have to try to delve into. Let's see the Rashis. Zog Rashi. Va'kadesh anilach, right? That's the case that she says, "I'm giving you kesef." Va'kadesh anilach, v'hu kiblo, and he took it. Rashi goes on, va'amala, and at the time he took it, he says, "Iskatshi li b'kach." Rashi adds something in the Gemara to the Gemara that doesn't state exactly in the Gemara. What is it? An amira. When he accepts the money, he says, "Iskatshi li b'kach." Now Rashi's case is not just relevant for the Gemara in the beginning of the Gemara, that it might be an agav idea. Pashtus Rashi saying this for the whole Gemara, what comes in the end as well. In other words, when we end up saying that pshat is that it's a case of Adam Chashuv, but all this that Rav is not sure and Rav Papa is sure, all this is discussing what case? That he said there was an amira, his kach shili b'kach. Why? Why is this so? Why would they have to? What if he didn't say anything? She gave him kesef. He's an adam chashuv. He took the kesef. So Rav Papa and Mekudeshes. Why does Rashi, and Rav Papa is not sure, why does Rashi have to add here this case that it was, that he spoke out and said his kashuv b'kach? And it's interesting. Rashi doesn't say what b'kach is, but it sounds like b'kach was the money. That's another thing to consider. What is the amira? But why does that have to be an amira? Why? That's the obvious answer. Otherwise, it would be a problem called Nasna. Nasna hi va'amra hi.
No, Nasna hi va'amra hi.
Nasna hi. She gave the kesef, and she spoke. And he said nothing. Wait. Nasan Hu, you're right. Nasan Hu. It's Nasan Hu. Why is it Nasan Hu?
Because
he's giving her the Hana. Correct. It becomes a Nasan Hu because of the Hana. Correct. The Amrahi. And that would not be Vada Mikudeshes. Rapapa couldn't say Vada Mikudeshes. Why? Because what do we know about Nasan Hu Amrahi? Suffering Mikudeshes. So that's the simple way to understand why Rashi needed it to be an Amar. Otherwise, you're getting to the problem of Nasan Hu Bamrahi, which is the Gemara before. That's the Gemara ends up, the second lesson, the Nasan Bamrahi is a suffix. Without that issue, that you'd say no, and there's no reason to have the Amira. Let's take a look back at Daf Hei for a second, because we heard from the Medayik here something from the Tosfos before. I have to finish the Rashi, but just we're on this Rashi right now. Let's just see something interesting. The Gemara is Medayik from the two parts of the Braisa. The first part says Nasanu Amarhu Mekudeshes, and then Nasanu Hiva Amrahi En Mekudeshes, and the Braisa leaves out if you have Nasanu Amrahi. And the Gemara has two answers. One is that the Nasan Ubamahi is Nasik Om and Nasan Ivamahi, so it's Vada Enu Kudeshes. Then what the Gemara ends up after that is saying that Nasan Ubamahi is a suffix. So it's not Vada Enu Kudeshes, it's not Vada Enu Kudeshes, it's suffix. What does Tosis raise as a question there? Why not be Medaik something else from the Diyukim here? Nasan Ivamahi, it says in the end of the Braisa, is Enu Mekudeshes. So what does that mean? What about nasna he? What about the case nasna he va amarhu? So Tosu says mashego hiski klal nasna he va amarhu. That doesn't get mentioned in the Gemara. Bishum delo psikale. But that, you wouldn't have, it wouldn't be a clear-cut thing. You couldn't say, let's say, be medayik from the first case, it's mashma nasna hiva amrahu eina mekudeshes. No, that could sometimes be mekudeshes. When? Va'adam chashuv k'damo kaman. Tosis quotes our Gemara. In other words, you wouldn't have a stira, the ratio of the sefer. Why? Because nasna hiva amrahu, there's a case that's not Mekudeshes, it's not an Adam Chashuv. That would be the Diuk from the Reisha. And then you have a case of Nasna Hiba Amarhu. That would be Mekudeshes. What would be that case? By Adam Chashuv. So the Gemara doesn't bring that in because there's no real problem. You can, that case works out. The Diuk can work out. So what case, so how would you justify the Duke of the Sefer now? Nasnahi v'amrahi ena mekudeshes. But what? But nasnahi v'amrahu mekudeshes. What case is that? Nasnahi v'amrahu is Adam Chashuv. That means that the case of nasnahi v'amrahi, that's Enam Mekudeshes Bevadai. That's even discussing a case of Adam Chashuv. Discussing Adam Chashuv in the Sefer, that's what the deal case would be, that Mekudeshes. So the case of Nasnehi Ba'amrahi is even by Adam Chashuv. L'chaira, by Adam Chashuv, what is it? L'chaira, what should you say now? It should be a suffix. It should be a suffix. Because by Adam Chashuv, it's really Nasan Hu. Elamai, it was not an Amma. It wasn't Amma. So let it be a suffix. But Tosfos, the way Tosfos explains, which seemed from Tosfos, and the Rush as well sounds that way, from that Gemara, the Rush has the same cheshbon as Tosfos, that by an Adam Chashuv, without an Amar Hu, it would be vaday what? Vaday what? Vaday what? Vaday? Nothing. Ain't no kodeshes. The way we were just midayik in Rashi, the only reason you need Amarhu is there should be vaday mekudeshes. Otherwise, it's going to be a suffix. The way that sounds from Tosis, if it's not an Amarhu, it's nothing. Why should that be? We have to figure out. We have to figure out why that should be. So there, Rabbi Kiva Eger is misyachis to this a little bit over there. And there are chronim, Ashlus Yosef, maybe others. They say chidush, they have to know pshat in this chidush. They say that without an Omar Hu, when she gives an Adam Chashuv money, without him saying anything, you don't have an Asan Hu. The only reason that's called that he gave her is because there was an Amira in his Kabbalah. If his Kabbalah, his accepting the money, was accompanied by an Amira, then I can view his Kabbalah as an Asin. But if not, if he didn't say a word, then basically you haven't changed the reality of being a nas of a nasan ibn amrahiz. It can't be mekudesh even on a suffix. This is what you would apparently see from the Tosus before. Again, everybody hear the diuk, yeah? Tosus says that in another it pa'amim will be mekudesh by yadul chashu. That's a nasanahi ba amrahu. But a nasanahi ba amrahiz, it's vadein of mekudesh. And that's even by Adam Chashuv. So what do you mean? Let it be at least a Nasan Huva Amrahi. So again, that would indicate, for whatever reason, that without an Amira on his part, he wouldn't be called a Nasan Hu. Hard to know the Svara, the Frat, because what was, you know, what is the Amira? It doesn't say the Amira is in the Schar that I'm a Kabbal from you. I'm giving you Hana through my Kabbalah. If you say that, maybe that's machshiv the Kabbalah. Sounds like the Amira could even be. Amakadashu, Tosus going on the case of the Gemara. What was the case of Amar? Harei mekudeshes li. Doesn't say that we're discussing. He says mekudeshes li with the Hana that I'm a Kabbal from you. We have to get into all of this. What is the Amira? But if you tell me that Amira has to do with that I'm telling you about the Hana that I'm getting, okay, so maybe without saying it, without relating to the Hana that you're getting from my Kabbalah, so it's not cool that I gave you the Hana. But Tosa sounds like we're discussing any Amira, like Rashi's Lashon, Skal Shani Bekach. So why should my Skal Shani Bekach make it more Nasan Hu than if I didn't say that? If I'm giving you something with my Kabbalah, I'm giving it to you. What does my Amira have to do with that? But that's what it sounded like from Tosis. We would have said the only reason you need the Amira is otherwise it's going to be a suffix. From Tosis, it sounds like without the Amira, it's nothing. Kiv Eger says that apparently the Torah disagrees. He says, the Drisha is medayik something in the Torah. This is a paragraph I gave him, Kiv Eger. Mitoch divya Drisha, yesh listor mashehelu ha'atmos yosei mitoch divya Tosis. The Atzmus Yosef is medayik from Tosfos, as we just said. The Benasnehi ba'amrehi ba'adam chashuv. If it's she gave him and she spoke and he said nothing, afsveka lo havi. That it's not even called a suffix. Ve'lo machshivin an lenasanhu ba'amrehi. Afshehu adam chashuv. Lo machshiv nasanhu rak ba'omer she'en makabu b'chinam. He has to say something. That's what makes it a nasanhu. Ve'ra yosim chazakam mitosfos. That was their diuk. Says Reb Kivega, Medivya Tur, nearly the Ena Sova came. Why? So here's the diuk of the Tur. The Tur says in Sim Kuf Tzadi Yechosha Mishpat, the following interesting Tur. First, the Tur says, the case of, we're going to see in the Gemara, that the Chengli in Mamona, the next part of the Gemara. So it's for sure going on Arev, and it's a question, the Rishonim, many Rishonim assume it's going on this case as well. The case of Adam Chash. So you can have a Mechira of Karka in the same manner. Now listen to the Lashon of the Tur. V'afilu Amar HaMocher La'acher. The Mocher says to another party, 10 Kesef L'Lokeach, V'yikne bo sadeh sheli. These are all different cases. I was going to maybe go back a little bit. Okay. Here, I'll go back. Kake biknes kesef shtabah chazaka. Fine. Then he goes like this. Amar mocheh lo keach. 10 kesef l'proni u'knei loch kake sheli. What a case is this? All right, good. V'nasnam lo. And he does so. V'amar lo. Interesting. This is something to think about. V'amar lo. Yikne li kake shalcha v'kesef shinsati l'proni. Kana. Interesting. Karka midin arev, what does the Torah say has to happen? The lokeach speaks and says, I want to be koneh your karka with the money I gave to Ploni. The sugya of amira by mechira we'll have to get to a daf tes maybe. But the Torah requires an amira, apparently, when you're koneh karka midin arev. V'chein, im adam acher, im adam echad, amar lemoche, kesev asadeh kachacha mimeni, u'machar sadcha leploni. What halach is that, everybody? I said it too fast? Again, listen again. The chain, we just said Arif, you can guess what he's saying now. Im adam echad amar lemocher. Some guy says to the seller, kesef asadeh kachacha mimeni. Take money of the field from me, umachar sadcha leploni, and sell the field to the other guy. The oso ploni asa ushliach. Now the other guy made him a shliach. That's one version of what case? Kanani. That's the case where he made a shliach. Oh, shan no say nothing as a kesef mishalo. The nosin did not become a shliach. He just gave his own money. Oshafilu asa ukiach shliach. Va'amar hu lemoche sadcha kinu yali bekesef shenasan chaploni. The other guy says, I won quite a few with the money that the other guy gave you. That's also Eved Kenani. Both cases, the Rush also said, you can have Eved Kenani with Shliach, not Shliach. But there's an Amira. Now, Va'afil, now is going to happen third case. Va'afil Amar HaMocher La'acher. The Mocher says to some third party, 10 kesef l'lokeach. I want you to give the money to the buyer, the Yikne Bo Sadeh Sheli. And he should acquire my field with the money that you're giving him. What case is this? He did shneim by mechira, but again, listen carefully. The amar halokeach lemocher sadcha kinu yali the kesef shekibalti meploni. Again, the Torah has an amira, not with the hana, but with the kesef. But what is the lokeach has to speak? This is an interesting chidushin. The Torah requires an amira in all three cases of kinyan karka. There's an amira of the lokeach. Now listen to the fourth case. Now what's the fourth case going to be? That the mocha is going to say to an adam chashuv, no, take this money, and with your kabbalah, right? Okay, and this is going to be the kesef. Va'afilu em ha-mocha nasan ha-kesef l'lokeach. Seller gives the buyer money, va'amalo, and the seller says, k'nei sadai b'kesef shenasati l'cha. Acquire my field with the money I'm giving you, v'kiblo, and he accepted it. Im halokeach adam chashuv, shahamocher nehne, v'mashe lokeach mekabim menu matana, kana, sh'osa ana chashuva ki ukibu menu pruta. What's missing in the tour? The amir. Why does the tour not have an amira? What will you argue? Why? Because the only reason you need an amira by kedushin is because you only need by Kedushin. Why? Because by Kedushin, without the Amira, you have a problem of what? No. Of Nasan Hu, the Amrahi. That's what we said right away in the Rashi. But if you're going to be Medayik from Tosis and Bafei, that there's another reason why you need an Amira of the Mekadesh. Because without an Amira, it's not going to be converted into a Nasan Hu, then that same Svara should apply by Mechira. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, and that's the Drisha is Medayik from the Torah, that here you don't need an Amira. Mitoch Devi Adrisha, he says, Yesh Lister, Mashahel Hatzmas Yosef, from the Tosis. Medivya turned nearer the Ena Sova came, Fia Yisot Shaladrisha, Mechira Mahani, Benasan Amocher, Vamar Amocher, Avshalom Alokeach. Harei de machshiv kabbalasa shalat mechashiv in the Sina, even without the Amira. So if that's correct, then kein hadib inam the kedushin Amira is why? Because kiyikach. Because otherwise it's nasan hubam, it's not kiyikach. But that's not halacha by mechir, it's halacha by kedushin. So seemingly there are two reasons that you could suggest that you need an Amira here. The most simple answer that you all said, and that would work with the tour that we just read, is because otherwise it's not kiyikach, it's a nasan hu ba'amrahi. It's nasan who it is. Because she's makabel, he's makabel the gift, and she feels good, and I mean, you give her, good, it's called nasan hu. But with nasan ba'amrahi, it's a suffix, it's not kiyikach. If that were the reason, then by mechira, the tour would be saying, and that's what he says, that you don't need an amira. From the Tosfos and Daf Hei in the days, what we were like, that apparently you would need an Amira, it would be a Vada Enem Kudeshes. Without an Amira, it wouldn't be even called a Nasanhu. Sounds like it's not a Nasanhu unless he says something. Strange is that Tosfos and the Rush seem to say both the same thing. The Tur is the son of the Rush. So I don't know, Chorutz makes it more difficult on the Tur, because the Tur therefore would not be like his father, which is not something you usually imagine. But this is, again, we have to look at this more carefully, just to see the framework, though. It could be from Tosis Daf Hei Mashma that you need an Amira, not just because of the technical halacha of Kiyikach, but it's not called a Nasanhu without an Amira. That's how someone in Medayit from the Tosis, but that's against what we just saw in the Torah. Yeah.
So Tosos, meaning it should extend to the by the case.
According to what we were derived from Tosos, then it wouldn't just be din by kedushin, right? It would be required for mekach as well.
So yeah. Kibbe Eger asked on.
Kibbe Eger says yes. It's from the right from the drishas pshat and the tour. It's against Atzmus Yosef and Tosos. That's the paragraph of Kibbe Eger that you can look again at. Yeah, that is the mira of the Rashi. Well, let's finish up the Rashi's. Back in the Rashi. So now the Gemara thinks it's Bidin Agav, right? Nikudeshes, Kidim first, we also Tanu Kame. We're going to explain what really is happening. Sheyesh Lemach Reis. Adam Hukash Gekarkoos. Dirsiv Isnachatim Osam Lereshes Achuzim. So Rashi, again, keep this in mind for the Tosis. On the top, Rashi holds that Adam Hukash Gekarka, this is not a unique halacha to Evan. This is a din of Adam Hukash Gekarka. Yeah. In the Chasim Sheinah Machrayis, together with Metaltalin, Shemocher Onosin Lo Karkos Umetaltalin. And what would it mean? Vezem Moshech Metaltalin, the Kenyan by Metaltalin is Meshicha. You do Meshicha Metaltalin, Vakarkos, Kenuyim Lo Meshicha Metaltalin. That's what you would be saying. Va'ananib Chatnan, we have the opposite in the Mishnah, Shetzerach Liknos Akarka, Be'echad Minadvarim Shakarka Niknebehem. You have to use one of the methods that Karka is acquired with, Kigon Kesef Oshtaro Chazaka. The Nar Ugardal Paratz Kosher, that's the Chazaka. Chazaka is that you do some kind of tikkun in the karka, Nar, you lock the door, Gardar, make a fence, Paratz, open up through, push through an area of fence, whatever it is, these are tikkunim in the karka. That's how we learn in the Mishnah. So as we explained, that the Mishnah indicates that the ikkar is the karka, that the tafel is the metalton. You can't tell me it goes the other way. So Morris says, that's not what we're talking about. It's not a case of Agav. She doesn't need to say Agav. Rather, Badim Choshev Askinan, She'enu Ragil Kabel Matanos. Why is it considered Hana when the Adam Choshev is Mekabel? Because he's not someone who typically accepts gifts. And therefore, what is the Nesina here? What is the Kesef? The Hana. Ve'ahi Hana. She'tirtse Zos. La'seis Pruta La'adam. Rashi elaborates a little bit on this Hana. This Hana is a Shava Pruta. The Hana that she would be willing to offer a Pruta to somebody who would persuade this Adam Chashev to Mekabel her Matana, that's the Hana, that's the Shava Kesef. What exactly does Rashi mean? One could perhaps formulate in two different ways. Pashtus and Iri is recognizing both possibilities. What are the two ways that one can understand the Rashi? What exactly is the kesef that he's Mekadisha with? Rashi points out that she would offer a pruta to somebody to accept a matana. So what does that mean? What is the kesef? Either the hana that she's getting, that he's accepting the gift, that he doesn't usually accept gifts, That's anah, that's shove kesef. What shows you that it's shove kesef? What shows you it's shove kesef?
She wouldn't pay.
Because she paid for it. She would pay to have that. So that means you gave her anah, that's shove kesef. What's one way to put it? Alternatively, you could say, what is the kesef kedushin? The pruta itself. In other words, he saved her that pruta. That savings of the pruta, that's what he's mekadosh her with. That pruta that she doesn't have to spend. We had such a spar back when in the Mekadosh Ben Milvah sugya. Meiri seems to acknowledge both possibilities. When he says, when he talks about what the mira should be. What would be a nafkamina? Whether it's the hana that she got from the kabbalah itself, which is worth a pruta, or it's the savings of the pruta? What would be a nafkamina? Go ahead, Avi.
If she gives a small amount, she wouldn't pay so much to give the son a small amount.
So then either way, it's not going to work. Then it's not a... For this type of matan, if matan was a small amount, she wouldn't pay a pruta either. So then it's not... Either way, it's not giving her a shavu pruta. So that would be nafkamina. Will be nafkamina. What if she already spent it? What if she spent the pruta? So you're not saving her anything. She already found somebody. But meanwhile, before that person had a chance to do what he asked her, well, you say maybe she could take it. She could demand the money back. I don't know. Maybe she gave it, you know. She already spent it. So as far as saving her, you didn't save her. As far as giving her a nah of a pruta, you did. Yeah, Ram?
When we say that, even though she spent money, it's like a sin. Technically speaking, the hana that he's giving her is worth her money. It's like, let's say you give her a car. She already has a car. It doesn't mean it doesn't count. It's like...
But didn't save her the pruta, though.
No, but it's the value of the acceptance that she would have paid. So if she already had to pay, like practically speaking, it could be that she already spent it, but yeah, maybe she'll get the money, but it's just the value that it's worth.
If it's value, then I think it is value. It would be, I agree with you. If it's value, you gave her value of a pruta. But if the condition is the pruta savings,
it can't be viewed as the she value didn't say, of the pruta savings.
No, those are the two ways I'm saying it, Rashi. Either it's this, the value of this is it's a pruta, a value, that which I accepted a gift from you has value of a pruta. Yours, because you see you would pay money for it. So then you gave her value of pruta. But if the fact I'm cutting you with that pruta that you're not having to spend, she spent it. Yeah.
The Meiri, the second Lashon Meiri, is that pruta?
Sounds that way, no?
It says the hana of the pruta.
Again, let's see the second Meiri again. Maybe you're right. The hanas dinash at nesenes. What is that different than before? Hanoas masha kibalti versus hanoas dina shat nesenes. Hanoas masha kibalti is also because she would spend the pruta. Okay. Otherwise, why? What?
So very good. So that's the hana of
either hanoas masha kibalti or hanoas dina.
So you're saying
hanoas dina means that dina. That's how is that different than before? Unless it means the dina itself. No? Take a look at the lesson of the Ran, just to end with the Ran. Look at the Ran here. The Ran starts by saying, there's three words in the Ran that I think shed light on how he understood it. What does it sound like from the Ran to you? With this hana, that she would want to pay a pruta to somebody to persuade this important person to accept the matana, and this guy, this person, mekabla b'chinam, gama mekanya nafsha. What does that mean? B'zeh mekabla b'chinam. What does it sound like? The savings of the pruta. Zemekat, why does he have Zemekat Lubachina? Behi Anna, that she'd want to pay a pruta, starts with saying, quoting Rashi, but he adds a few words, Zemekat Lubachina. So what does it mean? That I'm giving it, that I'm saving you that expense. What does he have to say there? Otherwise,
it's just getting it for free.
I'm saying, but if it's valued as a pruta, then it's valued as a pruta. What's the difference? If she, let's say she spent the money, but meanwhile, I gave you a value of a pruta. Okay, we have to do is we have to understand much more about this. This what the Amira would be. What we'll do is I think we'll do the Tosis. We'll do Tosis about the Agav with the Karka, with Adam Kukashu Karka, and so on. Then we'll maybe finish the next part, two dots. We'll do the rest of the Gemara, then we'll come back and see some of the Rishonim on this, in this Indian. Maybe I'll just, we have maybe 10 minutes. We'll just, I haven't had a chance to talk about whatever is on your mind. Maybe we'll take a few minutes if anyone wants to. We've got minutes after that.